It's warm.
It is warm.
It's warm in here. Hi, it's Mike Austin and Lisa Austin, the Austins. And this is your morning tradition here on Magnificat Radio at magnificatmedia.com. Living our faith.
You changed up the music again.
Yeah, I like to keep a variety going.
Okay.
Keep everybody
yesterday
on their toes.
Yesterday it was like the dancing music.
Yeah, well, that's coming. That's coming again later.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, I didn't get rid of it. Oh, no, we're dancing again later. We have a couple of, boy, it's going to be like a roller coaster show this morning. Of course, the Saint of the Day is coming up. Our prayers go out to, if you're in Montana, I know there's a couple of wildfires out west that they're battling. Saw that on the weather. A little bit of weather coming up. And earlier this week, and I suppose, well, we pre-tape. We pre-record our show generally the day before, and we had our guests lined up and such, and we missed something that happened back on Monday.
Yeah.
And it made national news. It was a national news story, and we're going to play a little clip of, if I just say, of Britt Hume's monologue that he did on the abortion scandal that's rocking. It's Planned Parenthood there's video that came out of a luncheon about, and there's no way not to be graphic about this, and I apologize. I know it's breakfast, but selling baby body parts.
Yeah, it's bad.
Anyway, so we're going to touch on that later. How do we not? The whole idea here at Magnificat Radio is living our faith, of course.
Right.
We do prayer. We have Father Peter Scott with the Ten Commandments conferences at noon. We try to do our best.
Right.
So I thought, you know, the morning show will be nice and...
A little airy.
Airity, levity. Father Wood does a great job with the Latin, which, by the way, we're catching his last day of vacation, or not his last day of vacation, but close to it, I think.
Okay.
And so we're going to be very brief with him this morning with our Latin word of the day. We'll talk chivalry later in the hour. But this is just too huge of an issue. And this is an ongoing issue.
And it's a big moral issue.
A huge moral issue.
Mm-hmm.
And it exploded earlier in the week with this video of, there was a hidden camera, and you probably already know what we're heading toward here, and
yeah.
We'll cover that here in just a minute. But let me just touch on some weather real quick, too, as we get going here this morning. Scattered rain, again, through from Mississippi through Georgia, Eastern Carolinas. Down into Florida. Maine's got rain again.
Again.
Rain in Maine. Might see some strong thunderstorms coming through Iowa over near the seminary in Winona at the end of the day. Up into the northern part of our state, Wisconsin. And then there's there was this thing also earlier in the week. Such a swarm of grasshoppers and beetles.
Oh, I saw
that. Did you see that?
I even saw the radar.
Yeah, it showed up on radar.
That was wild.
Plagues. I'm not going to get all alarmist and everything, but
yeah.
I don't know how you
deal with
that.
It was interesting.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
It kind of creeped me out. You know, you can eat grasshoppers.
Uh-huh. Not that many.
I'm not that hungry. So anyway, we will cover a whole bunch of things here this morning.
I would be freaking out if I got caught in that.
And if you are down in Texas, I know we've got chapels in Texas and all over, and Oklahoma, Oklahoma City. I think it's off to the west of Oklahoma City, though, even to the west of, say, Lawton and over in there. But, yeah, I don't know how you deal with that. But...
Yeah.
The next question is, Lisa.
What?
How can you know where you're going?
If you don't know
where you've been. It's this day in history.
Any day in history.
A day that will go down in history.
History of this day.
This day in history.
This day in history.
Today happens to be July the 24th. It's a Friday, and it's the 205th day of the year. And there are 160 of the days left remaining in the year. 'Twas on this date, back in 1148. It was a great date. I don't know, it just all rhymed. Louis the VII, that'd be the 7th of France, laid siege to Damascus during the Second Crusade.
There you go.
The cruise.
And what took place today was one of the bloodiest battles in Scotland.
Really?
It happened in 1411. It was called the Battle of Harlaw.
All right. 1567, Mary Queen of Scots, forced to abdicate. Her one-year-old son became king, King James the VI.
That's correct.
Of Scots. There you
yes.
go.
Yes. And in 1832, on this day, Benjamin Bonneville leads the first wagon train across the Rocky Mountains by using Wyoming's South Pass.
I know something about that. You want to hear something about that?
Sure, go right ahead.
There's the Bonneville Salt Flats.
Okay.
Out of Utah, named after him.
Really?
That's where the racetrack is, I think, too. So there you go,
oh,
Bonneville.
Aren't you smart, my little walking encyclopedia.
Thank you. And then the racetrack, it's where they break the land speed records out in named after Benjamin Bonneville, Bonneville Salt Flats, Bonneville Racetrack. And that's what the Pontiac Bonneville was named after him. There
Whoa.
You go. How about that? Okay, we got to hurry. 1870, the first trans-U.S. rail service began.
And very have famous. You ever heard of the Scopes Monkey Trial?
Yes.
In Dayton, Tennessee.
This was the very famous monkey trial.
John T. Scopes, in 1925, was found guilty of teaching evolution. He was fined $100 plus costs.
Court costs. And that's the Scopes Monkey Trial. Very famous.
That happened today.
Yeah.
In 1925.
And now you know where you have been. We're going to get serious on you. We're going to come back here, and we got to talk about this thing, that this video that came out earlier in the week. I'm going to play a clip of from Fox News, actually. We credit them, Britt Hume's monologue and more. It's your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here at MagnificatMedia.com on... Okay, now see, I'm getting it all backwards, Lisa. Magnificat Radio on MagnificatMedia.com. Good morning and welcome back to your morning tradition here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Mike and Lisa Austin as we get into Friday a little bit. This is beautiful, isn't it?
It is beautiful.
I needed a little beauty right now.
Yeah.
We had talked earlier in the last segment alluding to the hidden camera video that was made public earlier in the week. Mm-hmm. And we're taping this on a Thursday. You're hearing this on a Friday morning, so who knows what the developments may be.
Right.
By the time you're hearing this show, our apologies if we're just a tad behind. But this is... there's no way that you can't turn your head, especially as Catholics, as human beings, to the scandal that broke earlier in the week. I don't care how you spin this thing, how you say, well, it maybe the video isn't being showed in its entirety. There's no way you can spin this to make it make sense.
Right.
What we're talking about is the hidden camera video that was taken of a luncheon. Granted by a group that is controversial, and they've made documentaries and such. It was a luncheon with a high-ranking official from a Planned Parenthood. And they were openly discussing over wine and lunch, salad, I think they were eating, the sale of aborted fetus body parts and how best to perform an abortion so that you get the most
to harvest them the best
the most body parts the easiest the best way.
Yeah,
we're not going to get into the details of the video itself. Look it up on the web.
Right, I'm going to post it and they can watch it themselves, but it's just too heart-wrenching.
And so here's the thing. Mom and Dad, if you're up and you're having breakfast with the kids and stuff, this is definitely one of those segments you should talk to them about.
Right.
But a segment of
age
our show...
appropriately.
Yes. Maybe they may not...
But on this particular segment, you might want to ask them to leave the room.
Yes. Britt Hume... did a piece the other day on Fox News, and it went viral. It was all over the place. And who's the other lady that you showed me?
Megyn Kelly.
All right. Let me just say this, and we're not plugging Fox News in any way, shape, or form.
No.
We don't have TV at our house.
No.
So we don't sit around and watch this stuff, but that's why we're a little late on this. But this came out, and I happened to see it on the internet, on the news, and I thought Britt Hume, for a mainstream journalist, mm-hmm. well-respected journalist, mm-hmm. most of the time, the mainstream journalists and media dance around the abortion issue, and he didn't.
He did not. He put it right out there. Right. Correct.
And good for him for doing that. And so we're just going to take some of what he said and re-air it from Fox News. We credit them with that. But and they give some statistics. Planned Parenthood makes like $500 million. Now, it's listed as a nonprofit.
Yes.
So they have to, $500 million goes.
I don't know how all that works.
I don't either. But $500 million.
This is about a moral issue, though. This is about a moral issue.
55 million children have been killed since abortion was made legal in this country. Let me just play you the first segment. I'm just going to play a couple of segments here. This was Britt Hume. This was back on Monday or Tuesday of this week. Just listen. Just.
Whatever comes of the revelations about Planned Parenthood and its participation in the traffic in fetal body parts, those revelations will have achieved one thing. They have parted the veil of antiseptic tidiness behind which the abortion industry has for so long operated. The sight of a senior Planned Parenthood official and a doctor to boot discussing the market for fetal body parts in between bites of salad and sips of wine was stomach-turning.
To say the least. And so, if you have not seen that video, watch it and look at it. And just be ready, because it is stomach turning.
It is. Well, not Britt Hume's
video. No. I'm talking about
Megyn Kelly's.
Right.
It was.
It's not her video either. It's the hidden video that was taken. This company did. They're doing a documentary, and they're very controversial, and they've done this before. The thing is, the lady says what she says.
Right. You can't twist it. Any way, shape, or form.
Literally
it
talking about
is.
The best way to extract a child, a baby. She doesn't say baby. Of course, they say fetus.
Right. They act as if it's non-human.
And they use the words extraction, and they use the word thorax, and they use the word, you know, tissues in the best way. And,
they want to place it in the right way.
The big market for livers, so I won't crush from here to here.
In between the thorax.
I won't crush from here to here because that's the best way to get... And I have a big calling for a lot of livers. Are you kidding me? What have we become?
It's barbaric.
And God help us. That's all you can say is God help us.
Exactly.
If...
I don't know how anybody going into those facilities not know... that what you're doing is killing a human life.
I think it's a brainwashing. It is. How can people play video games where you blow somebody's head off? I know that's a video game. This is an actual human life. There's a big difference. But we're so desensitized. And they don't even say baby. They say tissue.
Yeah, they do.
You can't say baby. That might hurt somebody's feelings. You see what I mean? That's why. And so a young girl under all this pressure goes in and it's a brainwashing, and then she has to live with that.
Yeah, then
soul.
There's that side of those people that have had those choices and they made that bad choice and they killed part of themselves. Mm-hmm. That's what you do. You are killing part of yourselves. That's a part of the Ten Commandments that you are sinning against. Thou shall not kill. And you are killing your unborn child who is living from the moment of conception, that little life is living. And no matter what point that you kill it, you've just murdered that little thing, that little soul.
If you pray the rosary as a group at one of these facilities, or if you know people who do and you've always thought, I'm a little busy. Find the time. And go do it. And if you can't get with the group and go do it on your own. If you can't do it on your own,
do something
in your house. Do something. I'm going to play you the other little clip This is from Brit Hume on Fox News the other day, and his very poignant, I thought, and to the point, just right out there to the point, not whitewashing anything, not dancing around any issues about this abortion scandal.
Abortion involves the extraction and killing of a human life, which within a couple of weeks of pregnancy has a beating heart. 5 weeks in, its hands and legs begin to grow.
See, and that's the thing you never hear about.
No.
We know it.
We do know it. We do know it.
We know it. I remember seeing David, my son David, is 24 years old.
Mm-hmm.
When he was a child, a little bit, little tiny. Mm-hmm. You know, you get those, this is now 20, you're talking a 24-year-old ultrasound. Back then, it was a lot
different
than what you get. You get the 3D stuff now.
It's
which
really
is another
cool
thing. They have the 3D ultrasound now. You see that.
You can tell. Yes. You can tell.
Hume even showed, was it him?
No, it was the other video.
Megyn Kelly.
Yeah.
Showed a video of what a, was it
17-week-old
child. Baby.
Looks like.
And this is what they're talking about.
Right, exactly.
David on the ultrasound from when, now this is 24 years ago, he actually brings his hand up and starts sucking his thumb. How do you
not know that you're killing your own flesh and blood?
These mongers who do it, how can you sleep at night? Let me play the rest of this real quick.
It is these tiny creatures, and too often ones that are far more developed, that are pulled from a mother's womb and crushed with forceps. Oh, but oh so carefully, lest body parts that could later be sold or preserved.
If we don't...
That's murder.
If we don't scream at the top of our lungs, if that doesn't rally you to
pick up your rosary and pray. Pick up your rosary and pray.
I don't know what. It gets right to the core of things.
55 million of those little souls since Roe versus Wade.
Yeah. Father Isaac Rhea in the men's groups that we've kind of been around in that, he gets into this. He gets into ISIS. He was talking about all the chaos that's out there. And how far we've sunk, and the decadence, the sex trade industry.
Yes.
We
are falling upon ourselves.
But Father Isaac will get onto this, it's kind of a rant. He kind of does that, which is kind of what I like about him. But somebody in the group will say, well, Father, but what do we do? Because you want action. We are men of action, right? What do we do? First thing he says, fall on your knees. Get on your knees. And pray. Don't complain. Stop complaining about it.
Mm-hmm.
Stop having a coffee and a donut after Mass with your buddies and saying, did you see that report? Did you see that? Yes. Then stop right there and say a prayer right then. Pray in your car.
Right.
And I'm as guilty as anybody.
But that's what we need to do. We need to call upon God. God is the only one that can help us change all this. Yeah. Wake us up. Give us the graces that we need to see the mistakes of our actions.
Yeah, yeah. Watch that video, and call your senator. You can do that, can't you? You can call your senator, pray the rosary, and God help us all. All right. Kyrie eleison, right?
Mm.
We're gonna take a break and come back here, and you know what? I need some levity. I do. I can't start the day on this note like this. I know it's reality.
It's there.
So we're going to talk to Father Wood, who is on vacation out in Colorado. And guess what the word is today?
Levity.
Levity, the Latin word of the day. We'll cover it next here on Your Morning Tradition. Magnificat Radio at magnificatmedia.com. Living our faith. We'll be right back.